by Finance Minister Kisiela Tufosin in a swift and decisive manner, insisting that gold for fuel transactions indeed happened.
We're largely paying the suppliers of those crude oil and petroleum product cash. Yes, that was what they were doing. They never paid them with gold. Never. I'm speaking to you as the Minister for Finance.
I do not blame the Finance Minister for his misapprehension of the Gold for Oil program. And I think that customs said that the Finance Minister should cut down the propaganda and focus on the real issue.
We'll hear from energy analyst Kojo Poku, who says comments by Dr. Tufosin are deliberate distortion of the facts.
Look, I don't know where anybody now comes off to say that the gold for oil did not work. The gold for oil was a failure. I beg to differ.
We have all the details and also speak to people who know and have inside knowledge on this particular happening or this transaction, gold for oil, here on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecell. Well, tonight, the former MPP government has launched a fierce counterattack, dismissing allegations about the Gold for Oil program as a sham. MPP officials insist that the initiative was legitimate, with gold for oil transactions taking place. This follows Finance Minister Dr. Kisiela Tufosin's revelation that the Akufo-Addo Bawumia government's much-touted policy was never a true barter arrangement. Speaking to Evans Mains on PM Express and Joy News, Dr. Tufosin claimed the Bank of Ghana never paid suppliers with gold. Instead, he says cedis were exchanged for dollars and used to buy fuel, effectively making it a regular cash for oil transaction. Listen to him.
BOG buys gold and keep the gold. It's different from buying the gold, exporting the gold, and bringing the forex.
Yes. Because within the gold,
it is two different. I hear people comparing these two policies, but they are two different policies. It doesn't mean the same.
But we need the gold
one,
to buy
one
oil.
One uses local currency to buy the gold and keep the gold in its vaults. We buy the gold, sell the gold, and bring the forex to accumulate reserves.
But you know, the impact should be the same. Because the BOG keeps the gold and then ultimately buys oil with it. Mm-hmm. Oil that would have bought with forex. Mm-hmm. So then that lessens, you keep the forex that you have, you keep.
I'm not aware that there was a direct barter.
Okay.
I'm not aware. There was no direct barter.
What about the gold for oil?
It didn't work. It didn't work properly. Bank of Ghana were largely paying the suppliers of those crude oil and petroleum product cash.
Still?
Yes. That was what they were doing. They never paid them with gold. Never. Never.
You found this out for a fact.
I'm speaking to you as the Minister for Finance.
Finance, of course. But they had a whole policy running called Gold for Oil.
But I'm telling you, there was nothing gold going out and bringing oil in. They were actually sitting somewhere in the Emirates was supplying bulk oil distribution company. And then the bulk oil distribution, the BOG will be paying. They give the dollar, the city to BOG, and BOG pays the dollars. That's it.
So BOG was
pure trade, nothing more than what they were touting. Nothing. It was far from what they were touting. There was nothing, there was no butter where gold was going to change for oil. No, nothing of the sort happened.
But you were in this country at the time, you were the minority leader,
yes.
When the former vice president.
Yes.
So the reason why they had some stability towards, I think the early part of last year, towards the end, was because of gold for oil. In fact, the point was that the depreciation would have been worse had it not been for gold for oil.
I'm telling you for a fact, there was no butter. There was no butter.
So what did you do with the gold that they bought back?
Well, they were keeping the gold.
You've met them?
Oh, yes, yes. I asked. They were keeping some gold. You could see that their gold reserves increased. That was a fact. That was a fact. It increased. They were keeping the gold that they were buying. The central bank was buying gold. They call it gold for reserves.
Mm.
Yes, that's what they were doing. There was no real barter. Nothing of the sort happened.
Okay. That obviously something that I'm pretty sure in the coming days we'll hear your colleagues on the other side.
Oh, yes, yes, give yes. Us and I will expect them to challenge me.
Okay.
So that was the finance minister, Dr. Kessie Olatunfohsen, on PM Express last night. Now, when this came up, we also have been following up on this. And the MPP have already started speaking on this. Now, former government will have none of what the finance minister is saying. Technical advisor to former vice president, Dr. Bawumia Tia-Kabiru Mahama, says the finance minister is either misinformed or deliberately misrepresenting the facts. He insists there was indeed a direct good for oil exchange under the broker and barter system and called out the minister for peddling what he labels as propaganda.
First, I will expect the finance minister to cut back on the propaganda and focus on managing the economy. I do not blame the finance minister for his misapprehension of the goals for oil program. And to even state that it was cash payment is to be telling the Ghana people a palpable lie. Bank of Ghana does not even engage in cash payment. Every transaction is a wire transfer. So that is not cash payment to start with. Again, the goals for oil program had two angles. We have the direct barter and then the broker channel. The broker channel was to provide forex cover using gold dealers. So now, under the broker channel, a gold refinery would contact the Bank of Ghana, which was responsible for the purchase of the gold. And then they would provide the forex cover to BOG, and then BOG would provide the gold equivalent of that to that, the broker. And then we have the direct barter. And with the direct barter, refiners were expected to open what we call the gold metal account, a mutually determined account by both the BOG and the International Oil Trading Company. The gold for oil came on the back of the domestic gold purchase program of the Bank of Ghana. So that's the genesis. The finance minister is the one supposed to give it. Unfortunately, it is with the Bank of Ghana. I'm not sure he has had proper briefing from the Bank of Ghana. He has contacted relevant people who were holding this particular program with the Bank of Ghana and speaking that way. And I think that, as I said, that the finance minister should cut down the propaganda and focus on the real issue.
So that is Dr. Kabiru Tia Mahama there responding to the finance minister. Well, let's do more on this, because Dr. Bawumia himself was hosting the media 10 months ago, explained the rationale behind the gold for oil program. He said then that the economy would have collapsed if not for the policy, gold for oil policy. Listen to him.
Because the thing about gold for us is that we don't have to export anything to get gold. If we have cedis, we'll buy gold right here locally. So we can use our cedis to buy gold without needing to export cocoa or oil or diamonds or timber. We just buy the gold locally. That is what we have that many countries don't have. It's just something that many, many countries don't have that opportunity to do so. So I then came up with that idea that let's do... Since we don't have forex at the bank to pay for oil, let's use gold. And therefore, we went into this gold for oil and gold purchase program for reserves. And what is very, very interesting, frankly, without this gold for oil, the gold purchase program, this economy would have collapsed. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. Why do I say so? In the last couple of years, Bank of Ghana under the gold purchase program has been able to buy $5 billion of gold. $5 billion of gold. Think about it. We've gone to the IMF to look for $3 billion, which is going to be paid over 3 years. And this is why we are going through. But locally, we've been able to buy $5 billion. And this is why there are no queues for petrol. This is why Dumso has not happened in Ghana. Because otherwise, where would you have gotten $5 billion from your reserves? Where would you have gotten $5 billion from your reserves to keep up all the payments you needed to make? So that has been, for us, the game changer. And so the pilot that we are seeing with the gold purchase program and the gold for oil program, I want to institutionalize it.
This is the Top Story brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Let's bring in a member of the MPP who is a watcher of the energy industry, Kojo Poku. They're joining us with some information that he knows on this. Grateful to you, sir, for joining us. What do you know?
How are you?
I'm well, sir. What do you know that makes you still convinced that, aside the finance minister saying this was not good for oil, you say it was good for oil?
Can I repeat the question again?
I'm asking that, what do you know that makes you challenge the finance minister who sees the data, who says this was not good for oil, but you say, no, for what you know, it was good for oil. We need education.
Well, good evening and good evening to your listeners. I think it's very simple. Honorable Atopo saying me spoke. He basically said things that he didn't have the full information. I don't think since he became finance minister, he has spoken to the Bank of Ghana on that problem. You see, I, Kojo Poku, I'm the executive director for Institute for Energy Policies and Research. When we heard that the gold for oil made a loss of 2.1 billion Ghana cedis, we wrote to the Bank of Ghana under the right information, try to get an understanding of how Ghana came up with that loss. Now, we've heard the Minister of Finance and we've heard the NDP say that the gold for oil was not fit for purpose and there was a loss of 2.14 billion. We've heard that, right? Now, from the letter the Bank of Ghana sent to my institute, we asked a very simple question, because we knew that the gold for oil had legs. The one leg is for the purchasing of gold, and one leg was using that gold to trade in petroleum products. So we asked the Bank of Ghana, where did this loss occur? And the Bank of Ghana replied to say that the 1.8 billion Ghana cedis of the losses from the purchasing of gold locally, because the PMMC and its registered people who were gold for Bank of Ghana were using a different FX which was being used in the internal FX of Bank of Ghana. So the FX differential created a loss of 1.6 billion. On the trading of the petroleum products, because there were huge stockpiles in the market, 340 million Ghana cedis losses occurred in the trading of petroleum. Question to everybody and the finance minister is that, if he claims that no gold involved in the gold for oil, how Ghana make a loss of 1.8 billion Ghana cedis in gold purchases? Mind, the gold oil gold purchases is completely different from the gold for reserves program, which is still ongoing at Bank of Ghana. So Bank of Ghana has stopped the gold for oil, still doing the gold for reserve program. So how does the finance minister conclude that there was no in this transaction? What we know, as the other speakers have told you, that were companies that basically took gold or went through the broker system to basically sell gold with the broker and the dollar was given to the people that supplied us for that. No need doing politics with a very good program. If the finance minister wants to do that, that's fine. But every Ghanaian knows that he spoke, and the message he put out there was a mistake.
But was the gold for reserve and gold for oil exclusive of each other?
Yeah, they're exclusive of each other. Because Ghana did was that they created an account. Because see, the Bank of Ghana gave a seed money for gold for oil. So they had to ring fence that money because there was a close loop. The way the Bank of Ghana operated gold for oil was that they would not set aside a set of guarantees which they gave to PMMC to go into with the gold dealers to buy gold. That gold was now used to pay for the petroleum product that came into the country. The petroleum product that and the boss will sell through the BDC, the receivables was given to CBG, escrow account, which the deficits of the proceeds of the petroleum products were put in there. That CDs was used again to go back into the market to buy food. Okay. So a ring fence amount which the Bank of Ghana set aside for oil operations.
Mm.
So that is how they could determine
that
there were some losses within the operation.
Okay. I'm grateful to you, Kojo Pokuda. He is a member of the MPP who has a lot of knowledge in the energy sector, and he has been following this particular matter. But one person who was in that particular ministry, the energy ministry, at the time of this particular exchange or policy, is a deputy minister of energy and a former deputy minister of energy. And we will be speaking to him here to understand. If you listen closely to Kojo Poku, he says the gold for reserve was exclusive of the gold for oil policy. Would want to understand, the losses in there is one other issue to pursue. But the finance minister today is saying there wasn't anything like gold for oil. Kojo Poku thinks there was. Would want to get more by speaking to people who were, in government. The lawyer, Andrew Japamesa, is a former energy minister. Lawyer, I'm grateful to you for joining us. Now, how was the gold for oil policy working such that today the man who knows our books and looks at where monies are moving from Ghana to is telling us from the books that there was nothing as gold for oil exchange, but rather we were paying money for it?
Let me say good evening to our cherished listeners. It's surprising, and I don't know why the minister responsible for finance will come out and make such a claim when clearly there's verifiable information that can easily be confirmed. Okay. I don't know. It's rather strange. And I'm trying to be very, 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 very civil in my choice of words, because listening to him yesterday, he is the first man in history who can transform a damaged economy into one that he is touting today in 6 months. First man in history. What are the facts? In 2022, we had huge issues with our economy. We had forex issues and so on and so forth. So the economic management team headed by the vice president summoned all of us, reps from the Ministry of Energy, Ministry of Finance, PMMC, that because of the precarious nature of our forex situation, he was harboring thoughts of leveraging our gold, to specifically finance oil imports, which was in the region of about $400 million per month. The Bank of Ghana's reserves had dwindled significantly during that period. And so he gave us a synopsis of what he was thinking about, and subsequently charged us to meet and formulate ways of bringing his vision to fruition. So we went, a team from the Ministry of Energy, Ministry of Finance, PMMC, Bank of Ghana met and had extensive deliberations and came up with a framework that there were global traders who traded in multiple commodities, including oil, rice, sugar, name them, cocoa, and all that. Those international oil traders, because they traded in multiple commodities, potentially could take gold, keep them, and sell them at the time that they so desire. Obviously, there were other international oil traders who were not commodity traders necessarily, okay? And so they would be interested in receiving payments for the commodity that they supplied. So the policy that we formulated had two channels. The direct barter for commodity traders who traded in multiple commodities and those that did not trade in any other commodity but gold. They then went through the the broker channel, where the gold that Bank of Ghana has bought with cedis through Bank of through PMMC from the local gold market are then transferred to these brokers by way of externalizing them for them to sell and then use it to pay for those who were not interested in gold. Then, of course, there was a direct barter channel as well. Indeed, if you go to Bank of Ghana, and like Kozopoku said a short while ago, they had accounts to manage this. They had brokers that they had engaged. And so to suggest that the gold for oil was a sham by my good friend and brother Atoholson comes to me as a huge surprise.
But under which circumstance did we use fiscal money, fiscal dollars to buy? At a point, we did that.
So the broker channel was externalized gold because Bank of Ghana needed an agent to sell the gold that he had bought. Remember that they were already running the gold for reserve program, which is gold that they buy in country and store as part of their reserves. That is what has supported our city that they failed to even acknowledge. Okay. Then on the back of that, we started the gold for oil program. So the gold that they bought under the gold for oil program, they did not store. They externalized it through their broker to sell, to pay for suppliers who were not dealers in any other commodity but oil.
So you're saying that there was no circumstance or no day that the Bank of Ghana paid fiscal cash, transferred it from Ghana to suppliers.
So any payments that will be made per the framework that we work with was going to be done through their broker, because it's only the broker who can sell the gold.
But this is a finance
minister. How would the Bank of Ghana incur losses for a policy that we are being told was a sham? You heard Kojopoku. You saw the Bank of Ghana's own financial report. So how is the finance minister telling us today that this was a sham policy? That it didn't exist? Look, the gold for oil program, we need to ask what mischief is suffering.
But if you sit back and you hear about the losses that we incurred for on that policy, do you still stand by the fact that this was a good policy?
Without a doubt. Because, one, it reduced the premiums from 150 to 80, average, 50 to 80. Two, it stopped the forward pricing of Forex. Prior to the policy, importers, buybacks, would import the commodity, and because the city was not stable, would forecast that, look, by the time I sell my commodity and go to the market to go and look for dollar to import, the city may have depreciated. And so the city may be 10 cedis today, but they would price the commodity at the pump at 12, so that by the time they sell and go back to the market to buy Forex to import, they do not make any losses.
So if the finance minister shows you document that proves that indeed they were transferred directly from Ghana to pay for oil, what will you do?
Well, Bank of Ghana will have to answer. But then I'm saying that the statement from the finance minister in itself is inconsistent with Bank of Ghana's own financial report.
Okay.
The minister can't give me any other contrary information. The Bank of Ghana has published the official account for 2024 and have indicated that this policy, yes, it has benefits. And if you have the benefits of the letter that Kojopoku read to you, you would see that Bank of Ghana itself, in spite of, and the losses really were on the gold purchase side, not the gold, the oil trade component of the policy.
Okay. All right, I'm grateful to you. Lawyer Andreja Pomesa is a former deputy minister of energy, and he was deputy minister during the time when this gold for oil policy was implemented. He says there was never a time that monies exchanged for oil during the time they were implementing the gold for oil policy. That other time, it was gold that was exchanged for, you know, fuel or oil. We'll try and get an economist to try and help us make sense of whatever is happening here. The former government says, well, our gold for oil relatively aided in the strong performance of the city then, because without it, as we heard the former vice president say, the city would have depreciated more than it did during that particular period. Let's bring in Dr. Patrick Esumi, who is an economist and a lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. I mean, you have been reading the data. What do you know of this particular policy?
Well, good evening, and good evening to listeners. Thanks for having me. I think, first of all, we have to separate the domestic gold purchase program from the gold for oil.
Mm-hmm.
The domestic gold purchase program was first announced by the Bank of Ghana in 2021. And the idea was to purchase gold from gold aggregators and small-scale miners using cedis. And then the Bank of Ghana eventually get the gold to be assayed and then sent to its storage so that it becomes part of the country's reserve. Now, along the line, then the gold for oil program was launched when around 2022, when we had problems with supply of oil and the bulk importers struggling to find forex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The gold for oil itself, it had two channels. There was one channel which the finance minister spoke about yesterday.
Yes.
That was when the central bank used part of the gold it had. It will sell that gold and get dollars and use the dollars to buy the oil.
Mm.
That was one channel. The other channel was what was supposed to be the direct barter channel. That was the channel where they would sell or they would find buyers and directly exchange the gold for oil. So that's the gold for oil.
But they just explained, we just spoke to the former deputy minister of energy. He says they were sending gold to their dealers outside of the country, who were then given dollars to pay for fuel. So the dollar was not transferred from Ghana to the suppliers of the fuel.
Well, I can only rely on official documents.
Okay.
The Bank of Ghana, the MPC meeting of January 29, 2024. If you read the transcript, some journalists have asked that exact question to the governor. And the response I'm giving is exactly the response the governor gave. Then there's also an official document by the BOG on the domestic gold purchase framework. And there's a diagram on page 5 of that document. You see exactly those channels. So that is what was, at least officially, that's what was communicated. If what they did is something different, then that obviously you and I don't work there, so we don't know exactly what we're doing behind the scenes.
So the former deputy, what has been communicated,
that's exactly what they have communicated.
So the former deputy minister says that the losses happened on the gold purchase side, not the gold for oil side. Is that what the document says?
So the document doesn't say where the source of the losses. It just gives you the tunnel through which the gold for oil is implemented. Now, the issue about whether the gold for oil will have an impact using either channel on the stability of the currency, I think it's either way you look at it, it's quite debatable. Because first of all, if you are going to trade oil for gold, if somebody has an oil that they can sell on an open market and get their dollars, and then you say they should accept your gold for it, they are going to have to accept it as a discount. So you can easily see where losses will accrue from there.
Is that a practice that they accept a discount?
I can sell it to anybody and get dollars, and you are insisting that I should take gold for it. There has to be some negotiation, and don't forget that there are also agents. The agent that they are talking about, who have to pay them? All those will eventually come from the government. So you can see why the gold for oil will accrue those losses. And then also, exactly how the gold for oil will improve the currency situation is very difficult to explain, because what it actually does is that when we are struggling to find the currency for the oil import, when the Bank of Ghana is now selling the gold directly and getting the dollars, then there's dollars available for importing the oil. Okay. So you kind of solve that problem. But that is gold that we could have exported and gotten dollars and used for other things. The moment we are not getting the dollars to spread across the whole economy, at the end of the day, the total supply of dollars available for other sources are reduced. So it's difficult to see how gold for oil by itself will lead to stability of the currency.
Okay. All right. Doc, I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us. Dr. Patrick Esumi, economist with the University of Ghana Business School. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. We tried to get some responses from the government side, but we weren't able to reach them. I mean, they were not on hand to try to help us understand what the issues are. This has been Top Story. Up next is Ghana Connect with Kweku Asante.